ओम शांति। ओम शांति। फिर से बोलो ओम शांति। अच्छा, ओम शांति भवन में ओम शांति बोलने में मजा आता है ना? जाता है।
It's great pleasure in saying ओम शांति in ओम शांति भवन, isn't it?
As Baba and Murli will kya kaha?
What would Baba have said in today's Murli?
Kal bola main baagban hu aur
kevel. Yesterday he said, I'm the master of the garden, I'm a boatman, isn't it? Baba, it was all about the master of the garden and the boatman, and today.
Kitchen mein, dubbar mein parivartan hai, unko nikalta hai.
Baba has come to salvage us from the quagmire. Have you ever seen a quagmire? It's extremely dirty and filthy. There's such darkness, you don't know where to go, how to get out of it. This is how we were. Baba has come to remove us from that quagmire, that swamp. He makes so much effort over each one of us.
देखते करके बाबा कितनी मेहनत करके दुबल से निकाला है फिर भी फट जाते हैं।
And then there are some children who, after all that effort from Baba, he takes them out and still they go back.
मेहनत करके निकाल।
Baba has made so much effort, he's removed us from that. But if we slip again, we're back into that swamp.
बाबा क्या करते
हैं? Then what can Baba do?
हम बच्चों को कहते तुम भी ये काम करो।
Baba says. He enrolls us in this duty. Take others out from the swamp. Help them. Baba has removed us. Dadi Ratnamohini, what do you do all day? You aid others in this way. It's not easy to be a dadi or a didi. If you really want to become like them, show us. Those of you who have met Didi Manmohini, you know how she never allowed anyone to slip, anyone to be a bit careless. Dadi Prakashmani had the power to attract everyone with her love. She would bind everyone with that love and make them do service on the basis of that love. So the greatest act of service is to salvage someone from that dirt, from that swamp. Even if a little dirt falls on us, we don't like it, it's dirty, our face falls, you get scared, you get uneasy, the soul doesn't know what to do. During the day, there are many souls we meet who are in this state. They're confused. To be confused, to be scared, to be fearful. These are all the great traps, the great webs of Maya. What do you think? All the Maharati double foreigners are sitting in front of me now. Do you consider yourself to be a Maharati? Raise your hands if you consider yourself to be a Maharati. Raise your hands, come on. Very few are raising their hands. You are a great warrior, aren't you? Raise your hands, come on. Come on. Baba has created a beautiful army, isn't it? Baba has created an army to salvage everyone from the swamp, from the mud. This is the true salvation army.
So hum jo army mein bade hoshiyar hote hain, khabardar hote hain.
Those in the army are always very alert, they're very disciplined, they stay in order.
Baba ko aise chalaya.
This is how Baba has taken care of the army. Whatever order we receive from Baba, we always said, yes Baba, Hanji. Baba would often say, I always remember this. Child, you are a Maharathi. Come here. You are a Maharathi, a great warrior. This was a short signal Baba would give us at times. It was enough for us. This would enable me to stay in my soul conscious stage. I remember I'm a Maharathi, I shouldn't get confused over little issues. You become a Maharathi first and then a Mahavir. Become bodiless, soul conscious. Just as the elephant walks with such pride. Who's able to sit on an elephant? It would be a king or it would be a great soul. Though sitting on the horse is a bit mischievous. It doesn't stay stable. Daddy says, I've never sat on a horse. You'll be only seated on an elephant if you're seated in Baba's eyes. There's no one but the Father in your vision. There's no one but the children in the Father's vision. If I keep Baba always in my eyes and my vision, then I will always be in front of Baba, always in Baba's eyes. My vision is not drawn to anyone else. Such a soul will never compare their effort with someone else's. How can you possibly do what others are doing? Those souls are creating their fortune, their reward on the basis of their efforts. You can do the same in your own way. There are some who waste a lot of time comparing themselves with others. I should do this and that as this one is doing. It's not really possible. Everyone's role is individual, it's unique, it's separate. My Supreme Father has given me the awareness that your soul belongs to the original eternal deity clan. Your soul is going to come into the Sun Dynasty. He comes and reminds us of this. And if I sit and play a part of the Moon Dynasty, what's going to happen? Those who come in the Moon Dynasty will waste time in battling and quarrels. But those who come into the Sun Dynasty, they will continually look at the Sun of Knowledge. As Baba said recently in the Avyakta Murli, give the rays of peace and happiness to everyone, so who can do this duty, who can do this service? The Sun of Knowledge has come, he's dispelled the darkness by giving us knowledge. Just by looking at my sweet father, all ignorance has been dispelled. Remember that you're in front of the Sun of Knowledge. The Sun of Knowledge has made us complete like the full moon. Not a single degree is lacking. I become the complete moon and then I become a sparkling star. The sun has its own significance. But with its light, it makes our souls sparkling stars. So whoever looks at us, they experience light and might from us. They look at us and experience the bodiless stage, the light, the stage of lightness. So we've had such beautiful experiences through Sakar Baba, and now all of you experience this through Avyakt Bhav Dada. Whoever sit in front of Bhav Dada, they sit in that huge gathering, but still Baba gives them good experiences. Every day Baba asks us, do you consider yourself while sitting in front of me? You're sitting here in remembrance. Do you sit in this stage? Tell me if you have this awareness when you come to class that I have to sit in the consciousness of being a soul and then I will listen to my father. The land of Madhavan is so special. If after coming here you remember your family, your friends, then the soul will fail. You cannot take benefit. If you remember anyone else, any bodily being, you remember your money, you remember your position, your status, your relatives, that soul cannot sit in soul consciousness and remember the Father. Baba is cautioning us, he's giving these important teachings. O soul, O children, who would Baba address in this way? He's talking to our souls, isn't it? Baba doesn't know the name of our bodies, does he? Very rarely that Baba addressed us by our physical name. He would always say, children, children. And it would be so attractive the way he would say, child, child. For God to call me his child, it's so beautiful. But am I easily able to say, yes, my father, God is my father. People of the world talk about God as the Lord, the Master, but he is my father. The highest on high one is calling me his child. How beautiful. Just by Baba calling me his child, I automatically become soul conscious. And when I say Baba from the heart, I become Satoguni, I become full with all the elevated virtues. And the signs of becoming Satapradhan re-emerge. When I become Satoguni, I don't see anyone else's defects or weaknesses. When I become Satoguni, full with all the virtues, I become a swan. No questions remain, no doubts remain, nothing else remains. The intellect becomes pure, clean. We become Satoguni, and then we go to the higher stage, Satapradhan. Others can catch the vibrations of a Satapradhan soul, and they are inspired to become Satapradhan themselves. The time of destruction is close. At times Baba says, it's waiting for you. You have to create your stage, become this. You're going to enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the golden age. You see your memorial of the Dilwara temple. It's just amazing how we are sitting here and we in the same place, in the same land, we have the Dilwara temple. Heaven is up above the ceiling. We don't have any other burden on our head because we know heaven is above. How many of you sit with this consciousness that heaven is on my head, it's on the ceiling, up above, and I'm sitting with my father here? How many of you sit with this awareness, this consciousness? I can't see it in your faces. Come on, show that. You're not going to easily claim the kingdom, isn't it? Effort is required. My sister told Adi that I don't want to leave Madhuban very easily. I want to create my complete stage. I want to enter golden age with Sri Krishna. I don't want to leave this body very easily. I don't want to miss any time of the golden age. And for this, what do I need to do? I need to prepare myself, make myself ready. Sri Krishna says, I'm coming. As soon as you enter Pandavabhavan, you see Sri Krishna in front of you. He has the globe in his hand, and he's reminding us, I'm on my way, I'm coming. So outside we have the board that we are a spiritual university, but when you go inside, you see Sri Krishna, you see the aim, the objective. In this university, you study in order to become like Sri Krishna. It was in Sakar Baba's days that this picture of Krishna was created. So this is the university, and as soon as you enter, you see your aim and objective. Remember, who's the one teaching us? Shiv Baba is teaching us through Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba enters the ordinary form. Some Laukik people come and say, we want to have a vision, a meeting with your guru. And Brahma Baba used to say, there's no guru here. So it used to be a test for us at times. We used to see who would Baba meet, which kind of souls would Baba meet. Baba's taught us service in many different ways. Whoever comes here, whatever they see, whatever they experience, they should attain something. These days we make a lot of plans for service, we write and create a lot. Whether it takes 10 minutes or half an hour or 1 hour, the soul should just be completely bowled over. Serve in this way. In the early days, we used to tell people that we couldn't give you the introduction in 7 days. And so one Sakar Baba told me, that's a mistake, you shouldn't say that, because people will be put off when you say, it's going to take 7 days. So Baba made the correction, don't tell them initially that it's going to take 7 days. Be tactful. Speak in a way that they are motivated to come and listen. They should come in a way that they shouldn't want to leave. Attract them in such ways. Wield such magic over them. You're sharing treasures with them. So let them realize that. At times Baba would say, you're not a good salesperson. A good salesperson would present the customer with a variety of things so that they're intrigued, they're excited to look at more and buy more. So Baba's given us so much, he's filled us with all the treasures, display those treasures in front of the world. Why is Baba sharing all of this? Don't make slack efforts, but make the effort that will keep you light. Do service in a way that everyone becomes cooperative with you. I should not be able to do anything except stay in my peaceful stage. I would like to see some souls stay in this deep stage of silence, remain carefree. But they don't listen to me. What do I do? They don't want to stay in that peaceful stage. That's fine. If they were to listen to me, they would come and sit in front of me in class. Achha. Sweet children, you've understood, haven't you? You know what you have to do and how to do it. You have to do it now. Don't waste your time in thinking about it a lot. Just do it.